Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to Add-In Chapters. So last recording, Fear Not, part one, we were interrupted and I had to create a part two because I don't edit. So that's the great thing about not editing. I got a call from my sister that messed up my recording. Yes, I'm putting her on blast. She knows I love her. But I was talking about being your best self, you know, and also being your best self, not only for yourself, but for those around you, right? And so the only thing I really wanted to add to that recording is that I wanted to stress, I should say, how important it is for us to support each other. Like, we need to stop being appreciative or supporting someone or loving on someone based on what they have to offer us or based on what we have to gain out of that situation. We need to get to a point in life and a place in life where we could support each other just because we saw you being great. Like, I don't need to know your name. I just need to see you being great, and I'm supportive. I'm cheering you on, because that is what we need to do. We have got to stop offering people with these limitations of, you know, just, oh, I'm only going to support you because you're doing something I want to do. Or you, and I'm not saying, like, let's be clear, because I already know someone's going to listen to this that's going to take it out of context of, well, what is she saying? I'm going to support the person that robbed a bank. No. What I'm saying is, when your friend, when your guy friend, girlfriend, whatever, family member comes to you with ideas and they're wanting to pursue something that is their long goal or, you know, or a dream, and you are the one to be looking at them and saying, well, I don't think that's going to work, and such did this and da 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 da, and it didn't work. Stop. And maybe look at that person and say, how can I help you accomplish your dreams? So in life, someone has to go first. So let me say that again. In life, someone has to go first. Just like when you and I die, we ain't gonna be the first person that died. Okay? Someone went before us. And it's the same rule of thumb with everything that you're doing. Someone has to go first. So if you even remotely have the dream or the desire to do something that somebody else is coming to you with and asking you for your support or even help in one aspect or a part of this, you could do it. Because guess what? You could support someone else and still accomplish your dreams. We need to do away and we need to normalize the fact that we could support people without any hidden agenda. And stop being so negative. Like, if someone is doing something and you ain't got nothing going on at the time, that's okay. This is your time for you to put your thinking hat on, relax, and figure out what it is that you want to do. Being your best self is not sitting down and turning your nose up at someone or giving someone the look of, oh, I could have did it better, or I don't know what that person is doing. Being your best self is owning, being a citizen to you. Ownership, accountability. That's your best self. You know, it's not spent wasted time. I'm going to say it. Wasted time looking at the faults of someone else. Because the time you took to identify my faults, honey, you could have already created a label. You could have designed a shirt. You could have spent your time way better doing something that is going to be beneficial to you. And I'm not saying like, oh, this has been me all along and whatever. No, I'm saying that someone had to go first. And so there were people that went in front of me that looked back and say, hey, girl, you need to rethink how you doing stuff, or you need, or started showing me my ways so that I could start really looking into it and seeing where am I wasting my time. Now when I get up in the morning, I'm so purposeful of everything I do. I'm intentional of my action because, guys, you only have so much time in the day and you have so many things happening. You don't get time to be sitting there trying to gossip and talk about what someone is not doing and doing. No, you are, listen, I'm going to say this because I already know. But you trying to get the bag. And the bag could not be money. The bag, your success could be different, but you're trying to get the bag. So you don't have time for that. And we just need to normalize women just supporting women. We're not in competition with anyone. I'm in competition with myself. I love to be in a circle with successful women. Show me the way, honey. I am going to be there and I'm... Because I'm clapping them on because you done did it. So guess what? Now Debbie's over here like, how did you do that? And what advice do you have for me? Okay, because I'm not over here trying to make those same mistakes you make, sister, because you went ahead. And I applaud you. But now you could help me so that my mistakes aren't the ones you made that you could help me from. And so the person behind me not going to make those mistakes either. Because we could look back and bring somebody with us. Why we can't normalize that? Like the whole like female cattiness and, you know, talking about each other and that person can't be friends with that. Like, come on. We've got to be better, especially you got children that you're trying to be an example for. And yes, don't read too much into this. And if you do, like my mom used to say, if the shoes fit, put it on and wear it. But what I'm saying, now that I got back my, you know, my composure, is that we need to be better. Every person owes it to themselves to be the best of themselves so that their children could see the best them, the best you, and they could be the best you. And they could be the best of themselves too. Like everyone is going to look at the person in front of them. So what is it that you're trying to teach the person behind you? That's the question. What is it that you're wanting your child to take? Like if my kids came to me and they have and told me about things that they've admired about me, which I am grateful because, you know, when I pass, at least they're not going to come to my graveside reading this long list of things that I never knew they even recognized that I was trying to change in our family. So I'm appreciative. But yeah, don't you want your kids to identify with something that you're doing that they find remarkable, amazing, incredible, thankful, and grateful that you are ahead of them and paving the way for them? Because I know, like my mother, she is an incredibly strong woman. And I know one thing that I recognize, and yes, I may not have recognized it early, but I did recognize it as I got older, was my mom's true strength. You know, she's gone through, or she went through so much, but she stood strong and tall. And she went through so much, but we never felt it because it was stopped at her. She was like, nope, that's not what I'm doing with my kids. Nope, this is how I'm raising my kids. And so to me, it's like, if my sister and I could take anything from her, is the ability to know that we are strong enough to make changes. We're strong enough to stand in our truth. We're strong enough to know that, listen, when it comes, it stops at us. Because you're not getting back to the our kids that's standing behind us. So when I say that, I say it in that view. I want you to think of that image. Like if my kids had to see me and they had to stand up for me, what would they say about me? That's heavy. because you don't have to guess, guys. If you have kids now and your kids are old enough, that is a conversation you could have with your kids, because you never know, it could spark a change, because you may not know that they're watching, and maybe it's an impression that you don't even want them to have. So maybe it's a discussion that needs to be had, and so you guys could work on it. But yes, a lot of times things that I personally do is because I know I got three little ones looking behind me. Now I got my little nephew, you know, four. And if my sister tell you she's another child, so five, and my brother six. Okay, I'm going to stop counting now. That's all I got to say. I got a bunch of people that's looking out. So anyways, if you come and listen to my podcast, just know we cannot be always serious, and we have to have a lot of side conversation. But yeah, so that is something I would say. If you have kids, do an exercise with them. See what stands out, and you do it too for them. Because I've like literally could look at all three of my kids, and I could tell you individually what stands out for each of them. Not a general question, but individually I can. Because I observe my children, and I mean, some things I'm like, whew, I gave that to them. And some things I'm just like, well, I needed to find out what line you stood in, because maybe there's a reverse, you know, like a give it back. Yeah. But so I just want to provoke you to think about those things, you know, like think about them, think about what you can do to make a difference, and just know, it will not cost you anything to be nice to someone, and it will not cost you anything to listen to someone, and it will not cost you anything to cheer on someone else in life and be that support system that we need. We have got to stop isolating ourselves. Yes, COVID is real, and yes, we have to isolate ourselves in some shape or fashion, but do we truly have to isolate ourselves emotionally? We don't. There's telephones, there's Zoom, there's FaceTime. And so you could have an interaction with someone without having to physically be there. And maybe that's what this thing is teaching us. How we can build relationship the old-fashioned way without having to physically be there with them, you know, or having more of a dialect, having more conversation, you know, spending more time really getting to know each other. So be your best self, and do not apologize for being your best you. You are the best you. You recognize the best you. You be the best you. You become the best you. You lift the best you. You're the bomb diggity, okay? And don't let nobody come and tell you otherwise, because that's what we do around here. We rise up, we stand tall, and we be the best we can be. And so we don't make any apologies for those things, because we are amazing, we're strong, we're loved, we're needed, and we're encouraged. And so be that for someone else today. And so, yes, I really wanted to just end my recording with getting back on and just recognizing I love every single person, and I love witnessing everyone in their best self. And it doesn't matter if you're working towards your best self, it's still your best self in that stage. You know, take ownership of yourself. You don't need to put a shell on or a pretty dress over it. If it's ugly, it's ugly. Walk through it. I've walked through so many ugly seasons. And you know what? Yes, I was emotionally sometimes a wreck because it was not a pretty season. And you know, one time I told a friend, she said, oh, I missed you or something, like, let's hang out. And I said, you know, I'm not much of a company right now because I was going through something. And that person's response to me was, who cares? We're going to sit and chat and hang out. And that's, you know, so that person didn't care what I was going through, because what I'm going through, she's letting me know in that moment of weakness, is not who I am. I'm going to pass through that. So there's no reason for her to isolate from me or separate herself from me, because she knows that that moment is just a moment. And so I appreciate her for that reminder, because it was a subtle reminder, because I read the text message and then I'm like, yeah, I could. But you know, when you're not feeling your best self, you're like, I don't want to be around. No, sometimes you're not feeling your best self. But when you have someone that could see past and not just be like, oh, well, I only want to be around this person when she's jolly and happy because she makes me happy. Sometimes you have to be the person to give that happiness or that peace, not even happiness, because I don't think people could give you happiness, but you know, that sense of peace. Sometimes you have to be that peace for that person. So they're running from maybe chaos and you need to be the peace, and it's okay if that person used to be your peace. Now you could be that person peace. And so I'm just saying, before you discredit or count someone out or decide you won't talk to that person, or you don't know what that person is doing, or you and that person is moving in two different directions, think about it. Because every season, you have to pass through your seasons. You don't live in them. You pass through them. You go on to doing greater and bigger things. But what would happen if mothers decided every stage that their child went through, they would just stop and be like, okay, I'll be your mother on the next side? It doesn't make sense, right? So it should make sense for any relationship that we would be that person. And if, you know, like I'm going to evaluate myself. If I'm that person, I promise I'm going to work on it. And if you're that person, it's never too late to work on it, because we need to be better than where we're coming from. We need to be better. Our ancestors, our parents, our grandparents, they've all taught us different things. But it's also to a certain level, because they know that we were going to get more teaching as we go. And so we have the power to take what they've taught us, add to what we've learned, and be the best us. And so that's all I want to say. I want us to really think about that. I want us to really, really think about it, because the temperature and time, guys, it's so hard. It really is. You know, people are taking their life. People are deciding they're not worthy enough to just be in this world. So would I want to be the person that, you know, was the last thought that came across someone's mind and it not be pleasant and happy? Probably not. I could say no. I don't want to. I want to be intentional about being the best me. And being the best me is for me and for, you know, for others. Because, you know, there's someone out there counting on you guys. I remember when someone told me that and I'm like, well, they need to count on themselves. Anyways, that's a whole nother story. But it's true, though. Someone out there is counting on you. And so we owe it to ourselves to be the best us at all times. And, you know, it's a work in process sometimes. And just like I'm talking to you right now, I'm really thinking about things that I can change myself, because we're all growing and change is great. Change is not all bad. And some changes are sad and some emotionally draining, but they're not meant to last forever. And we do move past them, we get over them, we overcome them, and we become stronger individuals. So if you can be that for someone, and if someone needs to be that for you, maybe you just need to reach out. You know, but sometimes I know it's hard for you to reach out. Sometimes it becomes, you know, you're saying that person should know that you need the help, and that person is just like, well, they're dealing with their own thing and they're not seeing that you need the help. So is there any right or wrong to that? No, there really isn't, because I could also agree with the person and say, well, you should know if that person is close to you. But I feel like we should, you know, we should speak up. So let's speak up. Let's be the best version of ourselves, and let's help others be the best version of themselves. And just do your part. We can't control everything, but what we can control let's do it. Let's rock it out together. So until next time, love, honor, and respect. Because you know when you come to this little podcast, your girl could talk about any and everything. And I love it. And I love the platform to just be able to share my thoughts. And no, I will never, ever edit this. So I don't care if I mess up 5 million times. It will never be edited. Life is not perfect, guys. And so you will have to listen to my imperfect podcast and move on with your life. Take what you need to take from it and move on with your life. And if it is not good for you and it doesn't serve you, then that's fine too. Don't listen. But life is imperfect, and I will not pretend or continue to put this layer of perfection on every single thing, because that's not what world we live in. So until next time, love, honor, and respect.